Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
My dear friends, today we gather here with hearts full of hope, faith, and a deep longing for something greater in our lives. We all have dreams, desires, and prayers that we've held on to for so long. Some of us are waiting for a breakthrough, a change, or a miracle that feels like it's just out of reach. But let me tell you something powerful. Something that can change the way you see your situation. God will lead you to your miracle. Now, I know life can be tough. I know that sometimes it feels like the challenges are too many, the struggles too overwhelming, and the obstacles too high to climb. It's easy to feel lost, to feel like you're walking in darkness with no light at the end of the tunnel. But I'm here to remind you that God has not forgotten you. He sees every tear, hears every prayer, and knows every hope that you carry deep within your heart. Imagine for a moment that your life is like a journey. And on this journey, there are mountains to climb, rivers to cross, and deserts to walk through. It's not always an easy path, but it's a path with a purpose. You see, every step you take, every challenge you face, and every obstacle you overcome is leading you closer to your miracle. You may not see it yet, but trust me, God is guiding you every step of the way. Sometimes we want things to happen right now, this very moment, but God knows the perfect time for everything. He knows when you are ready, when the situation is ready, and when the world around you is ready. And when that perfect moment comes, your miracle will unfold in a way that will leave you in awe. But here's the thing, my friends. We have to trust the journey. We have to believe that God is leading us, even when the road is rough and the path unclear. We have to hold on to our faith, even when it feels like everything is falling apart, because it's in those moments of struggle and doubt that God is working behind the scenes, setting things in motion, preparing the way for your miracle. Let me ask you this. Have you ever felt like giving up? Have you ever felt like the weight of the world is on your shoulders and you just can't carry it anymore? I know I have. There have been times when I've been on my knees, crying out to God, asking Him why things are so hard, why the breakthrough hasn't come, why the miracle seems so far away. And you know what? In those moments, I felt His presence the most. In those moments, I've heard His gentle whisper saying, "Keep going. I'm with you. I'm leading you. Your miracle is on its way." You see, God's path is not always the easiest, but it's always the best. Sometimes He takes us through the fire, not to burn us, but to refine us. Sometimes He leads us through the storm, not to harm us, but to strengthen us. And sometimes He lets us walk through the valley, not to abandon us, but to teach us to rely on Him completely. And as we walk this journey, we must remember that God is not just the God of the destination. He is the God of the journey. He is with us in every step, in every moment, in every heartbeat. He is guiding us, leading us, and preparing us for the miracle that He has in store for us. So, my dear friends, don't lose hope. Don't give up. Don't let the struggles of today make you forget the promise of tomorrow. God is leading you to your miracle, and it's going to be more than you ever imagined. It's going to be greater, more beautiful, and more powerful than anything you could have dreamed of. My brother and sister, I want to talk about something that every one of us has faced or will face at some point in our lives. Tough times, We all know what it feels like when the road gets rough. When the road gets rough, when the challenges seem too great, and when the light at the end of the tunnel seems to fade away. It's in these moments that we often ask ourselves, how do I keep moving forward? How do I stay on this path when everything around me feels like it's falling apart? Let me start by saying this. Tough times are not the end of your story. They are a chapter, a part of your journey, but they are not the whole story. The challenges you face today are not the final word on your life. They are a part of the process, a part of the path that is leading you to your miracle. You see, God never promised that the road would be easy, but He did promise that He would be with us every step of the way. He promised that He would never leave us nor forsake us.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And that's something we must hold on to, especially when the going gets tough. So, how do we keep moving forward when everything inside us wants to give up? How do we stay strong when the weight of the world feels like it's pressing down on us? First, we must remind ourselves of God's promises. It's easy to forget them when we're in the middle of a storm, but God's promises are like an anchor that keeps us grounded. He has promised to give us strength when we are weak, to guide us when we are lost, and to provide for us when we are in need. When you feel like you can't go on, remind yourself of these promises. Speak them over your life. Let them be the fuel that keeps you moving forward. Second, we must keep our eyes on the goal. It's easy to get distracted by the problems, by the obstacles, and by the things that seem to be going wrong. But if we keep our focus on the goal, on the miracle that God has promised us, we can keep moving forward, even when the road is tough. Imagine yourself at the end of this journey, holding your miracle in your hands. Let that vision give you the strength to take one more step, and then another, and another. Third, we must remember that we are not alone. Sometimes, when we're going through tough times, we feel isolated, like no one understands what we're going through. But you are not alone. God is with you, walking beside you, carrying you when you can't walk on your own. And not only is God with you, but there are people in your life who care about you, who want to support you, who are willing to stand with you in the tough times. Don't be afraid to reach out to them. Don't be afraid to ask for help. We were never meant to walk this journey alone. Fourth, we must keep moving, even if it's just a small step. Sometimes the road seems so long and the progress seems so slow that it's easy to feel like we're not getting anywhere. But every step, no matter how small, is a step forward. Every bit of progress, no matter how little, is bringing you closer to your miracle. So don't stop, don't stand still. Keep moving, even if it's just one small step at a time. And finally, we must trust the process. We must trust that God is at work, even when we can't see it. We must trust that He is using the tough times to shape us, to strengthen us, and to prepare us for the miracle that is on the way. It's not always easy to trust when the road is rough, but if we can hold on to our faith, if we can believe that God is leading us, we will find the strength to keep moving forward. My dear friends, tough times are not the end of your story. They are a part of the journey, a part of the process that is leading you to your miracle. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. Keep moving forward, one step at a time, and trust that God is with you every step of the way. My dear friends, as we journey together through life, it's easy to feel like the road is long and the destination is far away, but I want to tell you something that will fill your heart with hope. Your miracle is closer than you think. Sometimes, when we're right on the edge of a breakthrough, it can feel like things are getting even harder, but that's not a sign that you're failing. It's often a sign that your miracle is just around the corner. So, how do we recognize the signs that our miracle is near? How do we know when we're about to step into the blessing that God has prepared for us? First, one of the clearest signs that your miracle is near is that the challenges seem to intensify. I know that sounds strange, but it's true. When you're about to reach a major breakthrough, the obstacles often get bigger, the challenges more difficult, and the pressure more intense. This is because the enemy knows that you're close to your blessing and wants to discourage you, wants you to give up before you reach it. But don't let these challenges make you lose heart. Instead, see them as confirmation that you're on the right path. The greater the battle, the greater the victory. Second, you may start to feel a deep sense of anticipation in your spirit. Even though things might look difficult on the outside, there's a part of you that feels like something is about to change. You can't quite explain it, but there's a stirring in your heart, a feeling that God is up to something. This is the Holy Spirit at work, preparing your heart for what's to come. When you feel this sense of anticipation, lean into it. Pray, meditate, and listen to what God is saying. He might be giving you direction, preparing you to step into your miracle. Third, doors that were once closed may start to open. Sometimes when your miracle is near, opportunities begin to present themselves in ways you didn't expect. People might come into your life who offer help, connections, or resources that you didn't have before. You might find that things you've been praying for start to come together in ways that only God could orchestrate. These open doors are signs that God is making a way for you. Don't be afraid to walk through them. Fourth, you might notice that your faith is being tested in new ways. God often uses these final moments before a breakthrough to strengthen our faith and deepen our trust in Him. You might find yourself in situations where you have to lean on God more than ever before, where you have to let go of your own understanding and trust in His plan completely. These tests of faith are not meant to break you, but to prepare you for the miracle that's on its way. Embrace them, knowing that they are refining you and making you ready for what's to come. Fifth, you may experience moments of peace that surpass understanding. Even in the midst of your struggles, there will be moments when you feel an overwhelming sense of peace, as if God is wrapping His arms around you and reassuring you that everything is going to be all right. This peace is a sign that God is with you, that He is in control, and that your miracle is on its way. Let this peace fill your heart and carry you through the final stretch of your journey. Finally, you might start to see glimpses of your miracle. Maybe it's a small change in your situation, a little progress where there was none before, or a sign that God is moving in your life. These glimpses are like rays of sunshine breaking through the clouds, giving you hope and reminding you that your miracle is near. Don't overlook these small signs. Celebrate them. Be grateful for them. And let them strengthen your faith as you continue to move forward. My dear friends, if you are experiencing any of these signs, take heart. Your miracle is closer than you think. God is leading you, guiding you, and preparing you to step into the blessing that He has for you. The road may be tough, the challenges may be great, but know that you are on the brink of something amazing. Keep your eyes open, your heart ready, and your faith strong. We've talked about the signs that your miracle is near and how God is leading you toward it. Now, it's time to talk about something equally important, preparing your heart to receive the miracle that God has in store for you. You see, it's one thing to know that your miracle is on the way, but it's another thing entirely to be ready to receive it. Sometimes, the very thing we've been praying for arrives, but we're not prepared to embrace it fully. So how do we prepare our hearts? How do we make sure we're ready when God's blessing finally arrives? First, we need to let go of any lingering doubts. Doubt is like a seed that, if allowed to grow, can choke out the miracle. God choke out the miracle God wants to bring into your life. I understand that doubts can creep in, especially when the road has been long and difficult. But if we want to receive God's blessings fully, we need to make room for faith instead of doubt. It's about trusting that God's timing is perfect, even when we don't understand it, and believing that His promises are true, even when we can't yet see the results. Second, we need to let go of any unforgiveness or bitterness that may be lingering in our hearts. These negative emotions can create barriers between us and the blessings God wants to give us. Holding on to past hurts or grudges only weighs us down and keeps us from fully embracing the new things God wants to do in our lives. If there's someone you need to forgive, take that step. If there's bitterness you need to release, ask God to help you. Let it go. When we clear our hearts of these burdens, we make room for the joy and peace that comes with God's blessings. Fourth, we must be open to the unexpected. Sometimes we have a very specific idea of what our miracle should look like, and when it doesn't come exactly as we imagined, we can miss it. But God often works in ways that surprise us, in ways that are beyond our understanding. Be open to the idea that your miracle might not look exactly as you thought it would. It might come in a different form through different people or at a different time than you expected. But trust that God's way is always the best way, and be ready to embrace the miracle He brings, even if it's not what you anticipated. Fifth, we need to be patient and trust God's timing. Sometimes we get so focused on the end goal, on the miracle itself, that we forget about the process. But God's timing is perfect, and His process is important. He is not just interested in giving you a miracle. He is interested in who you become in the process of receiving it. So be patient. Trust that God knows what He's doing, and allow Him to work in your heart as you wait. The waiting period is not wasted time. It's a time of preparation, a time when God is getting you ready for what's to come. Sixth, we should stay close to God in prayer and meditation. Prayer is our direct line of communication with God, and it's through prayer that we align our hearts with His will. Spend time in prayer, not just asking for your miracle, but asking God to prepare your heart to receive it. Ask Him to give you the strength, the wisdom, and the discernment you need. As you move forward, let His peace fill your heart and guide you as you prepare for what's to come. Finally, we need to maintain an attitude of expectancy. Expectancy is more than just hope. It's a confident belief that God will do what He has promised. It's about living each day with the expectation that your miracle could arrive at any moment. When you live with expectancy, you're ready to move when God says move, and you're ready to receive when God says it's time. Expectancy keeps your heart open, your spirit alert, and your eyes focused on God's promises. My dear friends, preparing your heart to receive your miracle is just as important as the miracle itself. It's about clearing out anything that might block your blessing and making room for God to do His work in your life. As you prepare your heart, know that God is faithful, that He is working behind the scenes, and that your miracle is on its way. Dear friends, we have talked about the signs that your miracle is near and how to prepare your heart to receive it. Now, we come to a critical part of the process, remaining faithful during the waiting period. This is often the hardest part, where doubts can creep in and where our patience is truly tested. But it's also the time when our faith can grow the most, when we can draw closer to God, and when we can learn to trust Him fully. Waiting can be difficult, especially when it feels like nothing is happening. But let me remind you of something important. God's timing is not our timing. What may seem like a delay to us is often God's perfect timing. He sees the bigger picture, and He knows exactly when to bring your miracle into your life. During this waiting period, there are a few things we can do to remain strong and faithful. It's easy to become discouraged when we focus on our circumstances. We might see things that look impossible, situations that seem to be getting worse instead of better. But remember, God is bigger than any circumstance you face. Keep your eyes on Him, not on the challenges. When Peter walked on water, he began to sink the moment he took his eyes off Jesus and focused on the wind and waves. In the same way, we must keep our focus on God, trusting that He will guide us through whatever storms we face. What we say matters. Our words have power, and they can either build up our faith or tear it down. During the waiting period, it's important to speak words of faith. Declare God's promises over your life. Speak life into your situation. When you're tempted to doubt or complain, choose instead to speak words that align with God's truth. Say things like, "I know my miracle is on the way," or "God is working on my behalf." These words will strengthen your faith and help you remain hopeful. We all need encouragement, especially during times of waiting. Surround yourself with people who will lift you up, who will remind you of God's promises, and who will pray with you and for you. The more you surround yourself with encouragement, the stronger your faith will become. One of the best ways to remain faithful during the waiting period is to take your focus off yourself and look for ways to bless others. When we serve others, it shifts our perspective and reminds us that God is still at work in the world. Volunteer, help a friend in need, or simply be a source of encouragement to someone else. As you pour into others, you'll find that your own faith is strengthened and your heart is filled with joy. God's word is full of promises, and these promises are meant to sustain us during times of waiting. Hold on to these promises tightly. Write them down, meditate on them, and declare them over your life. God is faithful, and He always keeps His promises. When you feel weary or discouraged, return to His word and let His promises renew your strength. Remember that the waiting period is not wasted time. God is using this time to prepare you for the miracle He is about to bring into your life. Trust that His process is perfect. He is shaping you, refining you, and preparing you for something greater than you can imagine. Be patient, knowing that when the time is right, God will bring everything together in a way that only He can. Prayer is your lifeline during the waiting period. Keep praying, keep seeking God, and keep pouring out your heart to Him. Even when it feels like nothing is happening, know that God hears every prayer, and He is working behind the scenes. Stay connected to Him, and let him fill you with his peace and strength as you wait. Now, let us conclude this message with prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with hearts full of hope and trust, knowing that you are the God who leads us to our miracles. We thank you, Lord, for your constant presence in our lives, guiding us through every challenge and uncertainty. We know that even when the path seems unclear, you are directing our steps toward the blessings you have prepared for us. Father, we ask that you prepare our hearts to receive the miracles you have in store for us. Help us to let go of any doubts, fears, or worries that may be holding us back. Fill us with unwavering faith, knowing that your timing is perfect and your plans for us are good. We trust that you are leading us toward a brighter future, one filled with your abundant blessings. Lord, we pray for restoration in our lives. Where there has been loss, disappointment, or brokenness, we ask that you restore what has been taken, bring healing to our hearts and minds, and renew our strength. We believe that you can turn every situation around for our good, and we stand on your promise that you will make all things new. We also lift up our financial needs to you, Lord. You are our provider, and we trust that you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. We ask for your guidance in our finances, that we may be good stewards of what you have given us. Open doors of opportunity, provide new sources of income, and bless us with wisdom to manage our resources well. We believe that you will bring financial breakthrough and that we will lack nothing as we walk in obedience to your word. Father, we pray for healing in our bodies, minds, and spirits. You are the great physician, and we believe in your power to heal. For those who are suffering from illness or pain, we ask for your healing touch. Restore health and vitality, and bring comfort to those who are in need. We also pray for emotional healing, for those who are carrying burdens of anxiety, depression, or grief. Surround them with your peace that surpasses all understanding, and bring them the comfort only you can provide. Lord, we ask that you strengthen our faith as we wait for your miracles. Help us to remain patient, to keep our eyes fixed on you, and to trust that you are working all things together for our good. Fill us with your peace, knowing that you are in control and that our breakthrough is on the way. We thank you in advance for the miracles you are bringing into our lives. We praise you for your faithfulness, for your goodness, and for your love that never fails. May your name be glorified in every blessing we receive, and may we always give you the honor and praise you deserve. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.